Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Wildcard Command Radio, the home of the Community Protection Team. By now, if you've been following these radio programs and applying the information I've been putting out here and looking at doing your research, you should by now have formed a team. Whether it's a one-man team and waiting for the rest of them to wake up and get the idea that it's not getting any better. Even if Donald Trump's elected, you still have 750,000 Syrians, 5% of which are probably ISIS, running amongst the streets of this fair land. You have 12 million illegal border crossers, some of which may even be from Mexico. And many of them might even be cartel members. I know I can spot them here in good old Fayetteville, North Carolina, or Vietnam, as we call it. So let's look at what we've learned. We've learned that we have a great source of manpower, the sleeping giant, the million-plus men and women who once served in the armed forces and were trained quite well to do that. The many LEOs, law enforcement officers, those that are oath keepers and did actually take the job with the intent of helping mankind, and the firemen, and others that are here, well trained, and those that have trained themselves and been trained since then. All of these people are here with one thing in mind. They are here so that you can be free and safe. And that is your manpower. Now, some of them may not be ready to jump into the fray, but you know who they are. So let's talk about the team. You've got a team. It's got people who know something about engineering, or you have documentation, or you've downloaded from RAMSight or one of the other sites the information that you'll need. You've got the maps that you printed up or that you're going to print up or that you're thinking of printing up, and I hope you get them printed up in time. You've got the combo guys, whether they be people that were trained in the military, people that learned to use a radio in the fire service or the law enforcement service, or the ham operator up the street with the 10,000 antennas that'll let you talk to make a phone patch tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock anywhere in Europe you want to talk. You've got the medical people, whether they be Army medics, Special Forces medics, or just EMTs, nurses, or doctors in the local hospital. And these teams, once you put them together and you get them to talking to each other, you can protect your neighborhood, whether it's 3 seats, 9 seats, a 10-mile square area that you elected out there, these things. And to do this, you have to talk. My recommendation and what I use is Zulu, Echo, Lima, Lima, Oscar. Those three. You throw your Google search engine online, or you take your little radio, Motorola, and go to Google, or you take your Apple and run to the Apple Store. Type in Z-E-L-L-O. It'll come back with Zello PTT. That's what you need. Download it. And if everybody on the block, and most people today, have smartphones, so they can download. And this app don't take very much space and uses very, very little bandwidth. Unless you spend a lot of time sitting on it and talking. But if you just use it like we do here for the teams, it won't use hardly any of your time. So you take this and Zello, you install it on your phone. You go up and down the street and you get everybody there and you create, there's instructions on Zello, and you create a channel for your thing. I have one for my street. You hop on there, you set it up for the street. Now people can either turn this in and put it on their computer. If they don't want to put it on the phone, if they just want to use it at home, put it on the computer, where they can get access to it. Then you can have every person on the block as an eye. So when I see somebody over there standing on your doorstep and I don't see a car, I can hit your Zello. Because if you have your phone with you and you're down at the AMP, I can say, hey, there's a guy standing on your doorstep. Do you know anything about you? Expect anybody? No, not really. What's he look like? And you say, I don't know him. Now we pick up the phone, we dial 911, we said, hey, officer, could you run by here and look at this guy? And you call a couple of the other guys, and you start hitting his way. Now, if he's just trying to sell a new sprinkler system, you'll get quite a shock. But that is your team, and that's what you start with now. But now, as I said in the beginning, approximately 750,000 refugees from Africa, Somalia, remember the guys that brought us Black Hawk down? From the people prayer up in your area that may be here, you see them with a nice little haircut, real high over the ears, and on the back of the neck's a tattoo with the numbers 13 in a circle. That's MS-13. That's a cartel from Mexico. They may be here to be nice. They may be here to set up business. You see the guys with the little L's in there on the side of the neck, Latin Kings. That's another little group out of Mexico. They're here, and they're here. You see some guys running around here. They're making their wives wear those black oversuits to cover their face so nobody can see them. Well, those are kind of extreme. Even in the Muslim world, especially outside of places like Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan. So now we have to worry about that too. So as you look at these things, and all these things are pertinent to you, you realize that your little five-man team might need some help. That's why we go next door. You get with the next neighborhood over here, you create another channel. And you put it on that phone. You and the head of that can talk together. You may have the ham operator. He may have a combat engineer. The guy 14 blocks over that's got his up and going, he may have medical, special forces medical trained people. And over on the other side of you, the guy over there, It was a sergeant in the infantry, just got out. He just got back from the sandbox with a lot of new information. The more these little groups you hook together in your city, then you've got the ghillie suit and long rifles. You've got somebody in one of these neighborhoods that's members of these militias. Sit down with them. Talk to their militia leaders. Say, hey, look how we talk. Because they're out there running around with these little Chinese radios. They're nice, but they're limited. Well, when the lights go off, the phone goes, yes, but the Wi-Fi doesn't necessarily go away. Why? Because Homeland Security, FEMA, a lot of the military, and a good portion of the local law enforcement are on Zello. They're not going to cut something that they need to talk on. Okay? So, while you may not be able to type in there, www.wildcardcommand.com, you will be able to have a signal coming out of your modem that Zello can talk on when the phones go down. These are all possibilities. These are all things you can do. There's others out there. There's a program called FireChat. FireChat uses Bluetooth. Does it work? It worked in Libya for the people there. That's what the rebels used, was FireChat. It's a Bluetooth, and it's keyboard. You type them out west, you send and send them between groups. If you get that hooked up on your on the phones in your neighborhood, if the wire service does go off, all you need is Bluetooth. Where does Bluetooth come from? It comes from your phone. So if I'm in here and you're up the street and I can see you on my Bluetooth, I can tell to send you messages. I take my Bluetooth, I go upstairs, say I got a computer with a Bluetooth. I take and put it on a long cable. What kind of cable would I use? I'd probably hook it up and use it on the I'm trying to think of it. The little square one on the side of the computer. It'll come to me. When you get old, you start to lose some of these thoughts. And hook them up that way. And run it along a couple, three of these long cables so it's upstairs. Now I've got some extra range for Bluetooth. Later on, we'll be working on building external Bluetooth antennas. Just a thought. So as we go through this and we put all these things together, we start linking. Why? A five-man squad confronted with 150. Oh, we'll call them zombies. You know, they can be anything. Coming into your neighborhood, if they're well-armed and they're well-trained, they will leave a real dent in them. Might even make them go someplace else where it's easier. But if about the time you start to have these zombies headed your way, and you can get up on that command net and said, hey, we need help down at such and such location. We've got 50 this. Is there anybody that can assist? And pretty soon the zombies find that they have people on three sides of them, not one. And they go home and they lick their wounds and pick up their body parts as they leave. These are all things that we're putting together these teams for. When it's all said and done, there is no infrastructure. These same teams are going to put together food sources. Excuse me. They're going to put together ways to have electricity and lights. There are all these things we can use. And if we have this Zello up working on our phone, because I don't know about you, but I've got a little device that's in the car. Got a little battery truck, I can lay it out in the sun, and it'll charge itself up. By the time my phone runs down, and I can run back in again and charge the phone and keep it going 24 hours a day, even when the light goes away. So these are things that each of us can be doing here, and it's called linking. So if your group is linked to the one next to you, that means you have a double group. Instead of 5 people or 10 people, you may have 20 people. And when you get the, I don't want to be involved out there, take my community. I'm right now working on a CPT for one block. Why? Because that's where there's activity. But once I get this one done, I'll add a block over here and blocks over here and a block over there. There's 97 houses. Out of 97 houses, I should be able to get 30 guys. If I can get 30 people, especially after the TV goes away, games to get. PlayStation doesn't work anymore. People are out there unable to find food. All these people want people to help them then, and they'll become part of the group. And everybody's got something they can do. They can fix cars, they can plant food, they can dig holes to burn garbage. They can collect water in pans outside the house to flush the toilets. All these things are things that people can do, and they will do, because they're going to want to eat. They're going to want these things too. And they're going to pull guard duty and let a few of the original team get a few hours sleep each day. And when it's all over, we start putting this nation back together. That's when the teams really come in, because they're already organized. Those communities that are organized, eventually you'll have Sam down there. He's got saws. He's got hammers. He's got things for making, cutting out little small stick pieces of stick that you can use to hold things together, because there's no metal nails. Ed over there, he makes ammunition. You know, he takes a melted lid from car batteries down, keeps them in good. So, well, you need some more bullets, you bring in the casings, pay Sam for the lid, and that lid, he'll pour that lid into bullets for you, and you go load your own. Or if you give him some powder, he'll load powder for him and return them to you. And you bring him six squirrels, maybe a possum or two, that he can turn into sausage. This is the way the world is made, and this is the way it was originally intended. It wasn't intended for everyone to run around with a stack of IOUs in their back pocket, claiming that they were worth money. So when your team is ready, you get hold of the guy next door and start well the next block. But if you get, there are 9 streets in my community, and I hope within a couple months to have 9 of these teams put together, one on each street, and everybody talking together on the same Zello. So anybody from outside comes in, we know exactly who they are. We know where they are. Do I think I can convince them? I sure can. They look on TV and they see what our new immigrants that are being brought in by the buses are doing. And we're being told they're protected, but Baton Rouge, they lost a guy 24 hours after they picked him off the bus. He, the next thing they know, he's in Washington, D.C. How'd he get there? It's awful strange. The guy don't know anything about this country and get from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Washington, D.C. in 72 hours. Somebody had a plan. Now, with that going on, and people are starting to realize we need to look at our neighbors. They need to help us. Because I can't stay up 24 hours a day and still get up tomorrow morning and go down to work and make enough money that I can eat. So if we have people doing this, this is what the teams are for. This is why we're putting them together. We're putting them together because neighbors will always help neighbors a lot easier than calling somebody who doesn't live here and really doesn't care. Now, like I said, I live in a place called Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the 82nd Airborne. Used to be. They're not here anymore. Home of the 82nd Airborne. Nope, not anymore. They're gone. Went someplace else. There's people out there. I'm not sure who they are. I went by the other day, didn't see any jump wing, didn't see any beret, so I have to assume they're not the 82nd. They're not jumpers. Now, so that means the Army is not going to come help me. That means that also means that I don't come hurt me, but these are things we have to start considering, putting away. That team by now, if you have it out there, each of those people are starting to think. And you don't have to have these cookouts every week, but say you every 2 weeks, everybody gets together and talks about the team. Even if they're not in it, even if they haven't done shook a snake yet, just knowing about it is what you want, because when times get nasty, they'll jump out there. You hand them a rifle or tell them which way to point theirs. If you've already laid it out so that from the back door, back of their house, there's a field of fire and you've laid it out for them, you can tell them, say, look, why don't you get down here in this downstairs area, because it's brick. It's a little small bullet's going to go through that brick. And you point that stuff out that way between those two houses and watch that area there. Don't shoot high, because you'll put rounds into Bob's house and he might just shoot back at you. And this is what you do. These are your teams. These are your sleeping giants. But another way of doing this is with radios, FRS radios. In a neighborhood, my neighborhood, from one side to the other, is, I guess, it's probably 400 to 500 yards. And you get one of these small FRS radios, and you should be able to talk all the way over there. If you got CB radios, even better. They'll talk all around. They'll talk all over most of the county. But if you have somebody that knows something about this stuff and have him put up a comm center, that's a place where he can monitor all the CBs. He can monitor the FRS channels. And you get on Zello and give him, he's on Zello. If he's getting a call from such and such, he can call you on Zello and tell you what he just heard. You don't need to run all the way across the neighborhood and run up to his house, knock on the door, get the wife, let him in, and go up to over to his radio room. He can call you on Zello. This is called intercommunication links. And this is what you need to start putting together. One step at a time. You don't need a lot of money. You can buy a decent citizen band radio with a decent rooftop magnetic at a flea market for around $10. If you want to buy something new, you can buy a Baofeng, Baofeng radio that works on all of the VHF, UHF frequencies. Now, without a license, being a licensed ham operator, you can't operate on but a few channels. But there are 14 channels of FRS that you can operate on, as long as you keep it in low power. There are 4 MURS channels, multiple, that's called the MUIR, multiple user radio service, and it's MERS. That's four VHF channels. In fact, they're such a good radio that if you go by Walmart, they're operating on that channel. In addition to that, you got 40 CB channels that you can operate on RCB. So there's quite a bit of radio out there that is free. And you don't need a license, but you need to get that license. Now, you run up to a place called, excuse me, if you run to a place called Ramsite Online, Ramsite, just put it in your Google search engine, it'll pull it down. It's Ramsite. You get signed up there. You link over there onto the resources, and they've got 5,000 or 10,000 PDF documents on how to do everything we've ever talked about on here. Well, we're coming up on time here. We've got about 6 minutes left. I want to take a little bit of this time to bring up one other subject. Cooperation. Pride in organization should never overdrive the mission. If I'm proud of my little group and you're in another group, that doesn't mean that mine's good and yours bad. That just means I have one and you have one. This is one of the things right now that is beating the militias of this country up, and the combat and your community protection teams. If Joe Snuffy down the street is a member of the state of a militia, why can't he be a member of your team too? His wife lives here. He can do his thing with the team, and when they need his militia, he can call them. These are all things that are available to you. If you've got a guy, I said before. You know, we've got this little thing. Oh, I don't trust the government. No, that's fine. How about Bill down there? Bill comes home in that squad car and he parks it, cuts his grass. His kids play with yours. You and him talk, have a couple beers from time to time. Seems like a nice guy. interesting being on that community protection team, because I'll be willing to bet you that on the day that people start shooting people around this neighbor, your neighborhoods, there's going to be a severe case of blue flu. A lot of these federal agents and city policemen and deputy sheriffs are going to stay home and watch Mama. And if they got a place on your team, they can do it they can wear their uniform if they want to. All of these people have a place here. Everybody. You got somebody that says, I don't believe in violence? Great. We'll get Millie over there. She hadn't had a car in her garage since she's owned it because it's too hard to open it. We can set up some cots in there. We can put some tarps on the ground and make that a hospital. And we can have anybody that doesn't believe in violence, they can help people that need help. We can have people cooking food. Everybody brings some food over, drops it off at Berta's house, and she turns it into sandwiches and meals, and we have some kids deliver them out to where everybody's on guard duty. All of this is the community protection team. It's the community. It's just that we've got some people that have some skills, and we enhance them. If we go down to behind Bill's house, we take all of the bullets out of the guns, we get the kids, and we teach them firearms and firearm safety, just in case they find one, they know that you don't look down the barrel while playing with it. We go down here behind Ed's, and he teaches everybody how to use a bow and arrow. These are the community protection teams. Now's the time to form them, because after the balloon goes up, it's going to be hard to get them formed. If you're a one-man team, just remember what I said. Here's where your team is located. When everything hits the fan, the phones are out, TV quit, or it's just running a red banner telling them to stay in their homes, they're going to walk out in the street and do just what they done during the last big storm. They're going to scratch their one buttock with one hand and pick the other side on the nose. And when they switch hands twice, your job is this with the community protection team is to give them something to do before they switch hands. Because if they switch hands three times, then they're going to start blaming somebody. And that's where everything deteriorates. And you want to be there. So here we go. Again, RAM site. Go up there and get involved. I want to thank you. This is Safe Talker from Wildcard Command, and you have a very nice evening. Out.